Blog Talk Radio.
Hour, at least I'll be live, and we'll be talking about a lot of important issues that are going on right now in our country. And it's unfortunate, isn't it, that we have to endure. We do. We have to do better. We do. And we have to make changes. Because if we don't make changes, then we're going to be stuck. We're going to be stuck doing the same thing, which is nothing, which is not enough. And that's not good enough. It's not good enough here. It's not good enough anywhere. It's not good enough around the world. So it is a sad time. It is a mad time. It is a life of crime, unfortunately, and murder. And violence and looting and polluting, and I guess I could go on. I could go on, but I think you know where I'm coming from here by now. It's the one and only Flex here on the Hard Hits Network, and this is the third straight night that I am back. So I'd like to hand out the number. It is 516-531-9641. That is 516-531-9641, as we get used to this number. I think it's a little easier. Yeah, I mean, I almost got it memorized already. So, of course, what I'm talking about is the murder of George Floyd, because that's what it was. I talked about it and spoke about it yesterday. I definitely have voiced my opinion. I want to come across strong. And that's racism of any kind is inexcusable. It is unacceptable. And it is disgusting, and it is disgrace. and I will say it, and I will say it again. The one cop that was arrested, I'm not going to name him. I don't want to bring attention to that. Because as far as I'm concerned, he's a disgrace. And I hope he goes away for at least the 15 years. You can get 15 minimum, 25 max for the third degree murder charge, second degree manslaughter. That's what I know. And I don't know what they're waiting for in Minneapolis. What are they waiting for? Are they waiting for like more like craziness, more looting? I mean, the other three officers need to be charged. And they need to be arrested. The way it is, okay? Because they didn't do anything to help. We're talking about somebody's life. And it doesn't matter if it's black, and unfortunately, it seems like most of these cases are white, because yes, there have been instances where that's happened too. Any hate crime deserves to be severely punished, and it's about time that they do the right thing and make an example out of those officers. And do the right thing. Now, I was watching New York One's Shannon Ferry. She did a lot of Instagram. She tweeted out some of her videos of a couple of idiots looting some looters over at Urban Outfitters in Manhattan. And she does a fine job covering all this, and just wish that she didn't have to do all this, but she has to, and she's safe, thankfully. And she wore a mask while she was talking to people. And they did have a curfew at 11 o'clock tonight here in New York City. And there were still people from her video standing outside that she was talking to, but they were just standing and weren't doing anything. And there were some police and law enforcement, of course, outside. It's important to get the situation under, not in control, it's out of control, and it's taking a toll. So there's a lot of chaos, whether it's in Buffalo, New York, or it's in Nashville, or it's in whatever place it is, there needs to be more control. And I'm not talking about the good people. People that actually speak up, they peacefully protest and voice their opinion because they're allowed to. That's their right to do it. I mean, I'm not really a guy that, you know, that's going to go out and do protests. I'm just not. I just don't think I have enough issues with anxiety. I don't think I would feel too safe. I'm not really good when it comes to crowds. So, but I can voice my opinion. I can give my unbiased take. And I just know that things have to improve. And the only way they have to improve is the way people treat each other, the way we are each day. And it doesn't matter what color you are. I'm white. I'm Jewish. I know about persecution because it's happened to our people quite a bit for a long time over history. You might want to read up on the history of Jews because, yeah, we've been pretty persecuted ourselves. I'm not going to compare myself to an African-American or one of my black friends. I can't do that because I don't know what it is to be treated improperly, to be shamed, or to be... I've never faced any racism. That's what I'm trying to say. I've lived in a good area, safe. I was raised the right way. I have two great parents, caring. Now they're divorced, and my mom's remarried, and it's been a long time, and it's fine. And I have a good relationship with both, and I got a great brother, sometimes Wet in the Past is part of our Hits podcast. I don't know if he's going to be part of this or not, but it's up to him. Feels up to it, and he wants to join in, he can. He knows. So I've got friends. I don't just have white friends. I have friends of different ethnicities, races, etc., backgrounds. So, including mixed and African American. So, what I'm trying to say is pretty simple. You cannot mistreat people of a different race or color or ethnicity because it's wrong. Very wrong. So, I don't think if I haven't been clear enough, I'm clarifying right now. There are, unfortunately, bad cops that are racist. And it's happened before. Eric Garner. Although I do feel that was a different case. I have voiced that opinion. I'm not going to say any more about it. I know the area where it happened. I know exactly the block where it was. I don't live anywhere near the area of Stapleton where it happened, but I know. I have a lot of knowledge of that case. And now the officer used an illegal chokehold, and he shouldn't have died that night. He shouldn't have died. No one should ever die from that. You also shouldn't resist arrest either. Like George Floyd, he wasn't resisting. I saw something. I read something. It was very powerful, I thought. It was probably the best thing that I saw, aside from the fact that Staten Islanders, yes, the Forgotten Borough where I live, they had their own march from Stapleton to the 120 NYPD, New York Police Department precinct, out by Bay Street, near across the ferry terminal. Not one single person was arrested over the weekend. You want to know why? Because there are some people. There are a lot of people who can do the right thing. You can march peacefully. Who can protest and have their voices heard peacefully, and who could communicate well, and along with some of the cops that were outside. So, I'm very proud of that. Very proud of the Staten Islanders who did that and did a great job. And it's nice to know that the Forgotten Borough, Shaolin, it was Wu-Tang Clan, one of the greatest rap outfits ever, can do it the right way. And here's the thing. Here's the catch. There are people who are doing these heinous acts, and you know, they're not even black. Some of them are even white. They're wearing masks because they're wearing masks for one reason, because they're a disgrace. They're extremists. I'm not going to say all of them are extreme left or Antifa, but there are. But they're just creating more issues. Whether they write in big letters, BLM, which is for Black Lives Matter, obviously, on cars or police cars, like what happened to my father's friend when he got back to Manhattan. He lives in Long Island, and he got back to Manhattan. He works on the west side, and he's been a cop for over 20 years, about 24 probably years, and he's got, I have to see an image of that. So that crosses the line. It's like what happened at Macy's in the city crossed the line. Just like what happened at Urban Outfitters and what's happened at some other stores and why Target closed 150 stores. They're afraid. That's not good. Not good for anybody. So, It's not good. It's a bad situation. It's unhealthy. We already have to worry. We have to worry about all these different things. You know, we have to worry about all these different things. All these different things. And Mr. Trump finally spoke. I do not know what he said, but I think that just because I voted for you 4 years ago, doesn't mean I agree with how you've acted. There are certain things that I think he's handled well, and there are certain things where I don't think he's acting like a president. And that's not good. That's not good enough. I'm not voting in this year's presidential election. I've clarified that, and I just don't see. I don't think either candidate is strong. I don't think that Trump has done what he set out to do. He said he was going to make America great again. Yeah, he made America great, right? More divided. And I'm not saying that it's all his fault. I think Barack Obama shares a share of the blame for how he handled his second term. And a lot of people, some people who listen to this, the few people that will, might disagree. But I just remember a lot of, identity politics being used in his second term, including Michael Brown, the case of Michael Brown, St. Louis, and Ferguson, where the officer was justified. And I haven't even looked up the rap sheet of Michael Brown, but that was different. That was different. It's a different thing, different case than what happened with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, martial law. Yeah, I don't think that was such a good thing. I don't think martial law was such a good thing. So there are different cases. About a female that was killed, she was getting ready to get married by a Somalian cop, the first ever Somalian cop. How'd that turn out? The Somalian cop, by the way, got 12 years. And she did nothing wrong. This cop should get more than 12 years. You have to be good. They have to be consistent. I want them to get 25 years. I do. So when you put your freaking knee on the back of somebody's neck who's defenseless and you don't take it off, then you should get 25 years. That's murder. Friggin' murder. Doesn't matter if you wear a badge. And my brother has it right. He says so many of these cops, they get off. Well, in this case, it shouldn't happen. They shouldn't get off. And if they do, hey, what's that gonna do? Oh, guess what? There's gonna be more protests, and it's gonna get uglier and dirtier. And I'm gonna say something else about Mr. Trump. You should have spoke over the weekend. You should have spoke on Friday night. And you should have been a leader. Because he hid. You can't hide. It's embarrassing to hide. You're the president, for crying out loud. Act like it. I'm not even going to look at his speech, to be honest, because I don't know. I just don't want to right now. Maybe after this program's over. Maybe after it. So, it is the one and only Derek Felix, 516-531-9641, going for another 40 minutes here, and it might just be solo. So, all right. Take a little bit of a break, and then we'll be right back after this.
The World Wrestling Federation, for over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
think it gets better than that. Classic Hot Rod Rowdy Piper theme. It doesn't. Makes me feel better about things. Makes me feel more patriotic. Oh, that's right. Patriotism is not allowed anymore. It's just some of the politicians. I don't want to be political. I don't want to be one way or the other way. I'm an independent. I mean, I may not be on my ticket. I may still say that I'm a registered Democrat, but that's come and gone. I mean, there's too much progressive thinking, and there's too much stuff that I don't agree with. And I'm definitely not a Republican. It's because I voted that way for the first time ever in 2016. It might be the last time. I don't know. I haven't always voted down the line, actually. But yeah, I used to. Used to. Now I try to be fair. I try to educate myself. I try to listen to what these candidates say. I'm going to stay with the local elections. I think that's a pretty important thing. So I'm still looking and trying to decide on that. And that will be interesting here in Staten Island. And that will be very interesting. So, that's about it in terms of... I want to talk about the title of the show. It's time to start making changes. I'm referring, of course, to the legendary Tupac Shakur and his great song, Changes. I remember when it came out. It came out in 1998. And I actually put a blog up on my Hitting Back WordPress site, and it wasn't a long one. I didn't have to put a long post up called Changes, and it's pretty obvious where I'm coming from. Picture of Tupac and one of his great albums, and I linked up the song Changes from YouTube. And this is just a portion that I think works. We got to start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. So that's how it should be. And the message in that song is very strong, very powerful. And I think it's a message that his message was more, I think he was more talking towards, he was just speaking, he's speaking to his brothers. He's talking to his black friends, of course, and brothers, who, because they're killing each other. They were killing each other on the streets. And it's still happening. It's still happening. It still happens. Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's really sad. It still happens. And that is just no good. That doesn't do anything. So, black on black crime. And I'm just talking about gang stuff, gang related stuff. You know, not related to what's happened in Minnesota and other racist incidents, drug wars, etc. But I feel, you look at the video, there's got to be peace. There's got to be more common sense. There has to be more of it. And there has to be more respect. You know, I've always thought along the lines of treat each other the way you want to be treated. That should be like automatic. I mean, it should be automatic. You should treat each other the way you want to be treated. I don't want to be treated like I'm beneath somebody. I think that's how black people feel in this country. And I hate to say it, but they should. Because when you talk about the history of America, there's a lot of ugly truths dating back to the colonies, to British rule and slavery. and the American Revolution. And yeah, I mean, it's part of it. It's a big part of it. And civil rights, of course, civil rights movement and the Civil War that happened under Lincoln. And there is just so much history. And a lot of it's bad. A lot of it's bad. And then, of course, there were the riots, the race riots in 1968, Watts, Newark, that Rob mentioned, the other night. Yeah. And we are in a new decade. We're in 2020, in the 21st century. And things just continue to be worse. And maybe, or maybe it was always like that. It's just that everybody has videos, and now they got videos of officers doing things that are disgusting. I'm not justifying this. Get the hell out of here. And it doesn't justify committing acts of violence or robbing stores and looting, which they've done for, no, I don't want to say that. No, that's wrong. Some angry African Americans have done in the past. Rodney King. I mean, it takes back. I don't want to generalize. I don't want to. I think there are a lot of people who do the right thing. I still believe that. I believe that most people are good by nature. And it shouldn't matter if you're white, black, green, yellow, red, orange. I probably understand why I said orange, because that's what they call the president, because they hate him. The orange man. I mean, I still don't. I don't get it. I think it's wrong to say, obviously. So, and no, it really is. It's like the message, like when he got elected and he beat Hillary Clinton because she ran a lousy campaign and she wasn't a good candidate to begin with, and she didn't campaign in the swing states. And he was better than her on the last two debates. And it's basically this. It's just the whole, like, trend. There's so many trends on Twitter, and they're all anti-Trump. And some of them, actually, no, most of them I don't understand. I think it's just crazy. And it just creates more divisiveness. And this is what the world of social media is. And it wasn't always this way on Twitter. It's only since Trump took office. Does that make any sense? I don't think it does. I really don't. There's always been hatred in this country, and there's always been these mass shootings. So you want to go back to 1998 or 1997 in Colorado? You could do that. But what happened in Orlando when Barack Obama was still in office in 2012, when Trump was still campaigning, and so was Hillary? You can go through history. Go ahead. We've had a couple of presidents that were killed. John F. Kennedy, murdered by his own government, basically, because they didn't like his ideals. I mean, and yes, I think that the magic bullet theory is about as believable as the tooth fairy. So there. It's more like the tragic bullet theory. And if you know anything about history, you know that J. Edgar Hoover hated JFK, and JFK hated J. Edgar Hoover. And yeah. So the Warren Commission is full of crap. So it's full of crap. So I'm not gonna say anything else in regards to that. Even you have to fear for the safety of your own, like, elected president. That's kind of a sad state of affairs. Reagan got shot. He lived, thankfully. I think he was the best president out of all the presidents that I know. Not saying he made mistakes, but he made a lot of mistakes too. But I just thought he acted like a president, even though he was older and in a second term, might not have been all there, but he was very old. Yeah, but they at least they changed their thinking on the AIDS epidemic or the AIDS crisis. Nancy was a big part of that. Yeah. So, yeah, I used to really like Bill Clinton. I was never really a fan of either Bush. But I thought, you know, I know George W. Bush, there's a lot of corruptness. And yeah, there certainly is. Enron and going to war in Iraq when it was really Afghanistan, creating two wars. And yes, they did get Saddam Hussein, and eventually they got bin Laden under Barack, I think. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. It's just strange. It's weird the way things work out, isn't it? Bin Laden to Trump? You know, I can't even remember. Oh, God. And it's like, I feel like there's no sanity. There's no sanity anymore. So, there needs to be. So, in a world where I guess it's okay to just go outside and do whatever you want. Well, I saw a lot of people, though, in the Staten Island protest. Some of them wore masks. So some wear masks and some don't. I think it's pretty hard to breathe in those masks when the weather is heating up. And tonight's kind of cool on the cool side, so that's good. I'm just voicing how I feel about things. And then I think that there needs to be a lot more better judgment. You can't go outside and hate everybody. The foolish and fickle actions of the few. You can't do that. That's wrong. Here's the other thing I'll say. And everybody is going to like you. For whatever reason, you know. I mean, you could go through life and people will shit talk you. They'll talk behind your back and those people are frauds, okay? Just like the people that are behind the computers on Twitter with the Not My President stuff. That was the first one. That was the one I was referring to. And now they're calling him. What are they calling him? They're comparing him to Hitler. Like, are you serious? Are you serious, Twitter? God, I don't even know why I'm on there anymore. It's embarrassing. Like, That's such an embarrassment to every Jewish person, to every human being that was murdered by Hitler and his Nazis. Are you kidding me? That's a disgrace. That's a disgrace. You don't have to like him, but you just took things to a whole new level. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting. It might be time for another break. 516-531-9641. And yeah, we'll be right back. Yeah, we will be right back after this. Jackknife Stiletto. Well, she said, well, Jackknife Stiletto, I came across kind of coincidentally. This is when I used to go to some local concerts and local shows at a nice, real nice place on the North Shore, not too far from the events that happened, not too far. So it was called The Cup. Back then, I think it was called Full Cup. So, and I remember they played, they were one of the acts that played during my friend's show. There would be the Cardiac Kid, Nick Cardona, and his band, and Breaking Even. I think they were still together. Wow. With Vinnie Holden, the guitarist, Peter King, the lead singer. Actually, you know what? Was Peter King the lead singer, or was it LJ? I actually remember everybody. Kenny Cloggs. But I don't think Kenny was in that band. Kenny Pugliese, who actually does some, he actually gone on to do some stuff with acting. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. He's still in a band, so that's excellent. They all have had like their own success stories. So Vinny's still playing a lot of guitar, and he's also doing his own production stuff. He's got his own little studio where he's making a lot of interesting stuff over there and making some really good beats and stuff. And Cardiac Kid, I catch up with him every now and then. We follow each other on Instagram and put up something funny the other day. Great drummer and does a lot of drumming stuff and a lot of cool stuff. So, but that band, Jackknife Stiletto, they're very good. That's Annie Stoic. I can never remember the other name. Mel Funk, that's another one. And who is the third member? They're a trio. They're a tripod. They're great. Yeah, they really are. But they have excellent stuff. They got a new album that will be coming out eventually. So, if you want to follow Jackknife Stiletto, Foxy Roxy, that's right. Her real name is Roxanne. But, yeah, they have their own website. Yeah. Yeah, they do. They have their own website, so you can follow them. They've got a very interesting kind of punk rock kind of sound. And you know who they're managed by? Joan Jett's Blackheart Records. Yeah. And they got that hard rock, that metal sound. And Annie is the lead vocalist now. She plays a wicked guitar, and she gets plenty of good backing vocals and stuff. Mel Funk, she's the drummer, and she's very good and does backing. And Foxy Roxy plays the other guitar, and she also does backing. So they're just really good. They're a really good band. And they've toured. They've done a lot of touring. And Annie celebrated a birthday, actually, last night. They had a little birthday get-together. I thought that was pretty cool. They'll do, like, videos and stuff from their own, you know, because everybody's still social distancing. Well, they probably could get together, but I don't know in terms of where they live, if they live close together or not. I think they're a lot on Long Island. Oh, Annie did do for some of her schooling in Staten Island, actually. So I think that's where the Staten Island connection came from. But it's a heck of a lot nicer to talk about a band, a local band that I follow, and they got great personality, and they do a lot of interesting things. They do live little Facebook lives. Jackknife Stiletto, that would be capital J, lowercase a, say, I'm sorry, Jackknife Stiletto, Stiletto. And yeah, I mean, you could subscribe to them. They're on Facebook. You can follow them there. And you could go to their YouTube channel. They're just very good. They are a very good band, and you could go to jackknifestiletto.com, and and if you join your mailing list for the latest news, you all you got to do is put your email in, you sign up, you get a free downloadable song, and I did. I got a free downloadable song, and so I made some good use out of it by playing it. She said, "Well, it's a very catchy tune," and we've got a caller actually. So, from the 612 area code, you're on with us. Hello? Anybody there? 612. Talk to me. 612. 612. Going once. Going twice. And I guess call back. I don't know what happened there, but 612 is not for whatever reason they just weren't coming through, so I apologize there. Number is 516-531-9641, and there's a lot of stuff going on in our little Facebook chat, and I'm not on there. I'm not really on Facebook that much these days. I'm trying to avoid it. I'm just trying to post positive things that I see. Put up my post on there. That's hittingpack.wordpress.com. And I put my changes post on there. I think I should rename Let's Start Making Changes, kind of like this show. 612, I think that's got to be from, like, gee, what area code is that? Great question. I don't even know. But that's pretty far out. But, like, yeah, I like Jack Mastolet. I like their style. And I like Annie's personality, too. She's got a great, like, sense of humor. And I just think somebody from Minneapolis was actually calling. Wow, if you really are from Minneapolis and you're calling me, I would love to hear from you. I really would. I really like what George Floyd's brother said. He said, okay, all right, the 612 number's back. And they're gone. Oh, I'm sorry. Call back. I still have about, like, 14 minutes here live. So if you want to call back, give me a call back. I'm really sorry if I missed you twice, so I do apologize for missing you. The first time I did kind of put them through. I don't know if they're just if it's just a bad connection or not. But please, call. I'd like to know more about what's going on in Minnesota. I hope that things are, getting better over there. And you know what? This is not okay. It's not. It's not okay. It isn't. But I think what Mr. Floyd's brother said, looting or violent protests is not going to bring my brother back. That's what he said. It's not going to bring my brother back. And what did he say? He said, you're not doing anything. You're not getting it. They're not basically saying they're not getting anything accomplished. If you do a protest, you're protesting peacefully and you got signs and everything, be careful out there. That's what I would say. I don't like reading about the whole cops doing the whole tear gas thing. I know, of course, the National Guard has been called, and in some cases it's needed, actually. Trump calling governors weak, not really the right message. I'm not really a fan of Governor Cuomo, and I think he does a lot of double talking and stuff, but that doesn't send the right message. If you want to be a leader, then send a better message, for crying out loud. And Joe Biden says he's going to, like, if he gets elected, he's going to address all this race stuff in the first 100 days. Sure you are, Joe. All right. Right. He's lying, Joe Biden. That's what I call him. I call him lying Biden because he is a liar, and he's a lousy candidate as well. So, yeah, it's like Evil versus evil? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's ironic. You know, you think about before all this stuff, you know, before the coronavirus, before COVID-19, the economy was going well. But in terms of how you handle yourself when you're a president, if you're an elected politician, in terms of not a politician, maybe that's what we're seeing. You have to really use common sense. You shouldn't need a press secretary to do it for you. You have public relations people. You have all these people that work for you and under you. And if you're a smart person with any kind of intelligence, I don't think that you make blanket statements or tweet things out like Governor Cuomo tweeted out. You know, how come it's, you know, there's more deaths for black. What do you say exactly? It was a tweet like about blacks or more black or minorities dying from the COVID-19. And then he tried to correlate it to what happened in Minnesota. I'm like, you're going to like throw that all in one tweet? And like, when COVID-19 has affected many people of many different races, and you know, how many people have died here because you and your idiot, that idiot mayor, who I won't even name, he's such an idiot, he's an imbecile, and that stupid doctor advocated, oh, everything's fine here, and you can go out to eat and go to Chinatown and do whatever you want. They're such hypocrites. God, how could this place, how could the city be run any worse than it is under them? And I think Cuomo genuinely cares. He cares, though, about lives. And that's good. He did. I watched a lot of his early pressers. He does care. But some of the stuff that he also tweets and comes out of his mouth, I just don't understand. Now, the other guy's just an idiot. He's an imbecile. He should not be mayor, and he should just be impeached. Quit. Just quit. Give up. Get out. Really. Get the hell out of the city. His daughter was arrested. I read about it. I don't really know what the deal is with that, but I did read about it, unfortunately. And maybe by the tone of my voice, you could tell that I don't like New York has become. If I didn't have to live here, I wouldn't live here. Get the hell out. And one day I hope to get back on track and save money and get out of here, because it's just a joke. And it's just terrible. It's an awful situation. There is under 8 minutes left here on this Hard Hits. One and only Derek Felix. I guess we're not going to be joined by whoever was calling from Minnesota. I'm sorry. I really wanted to get somebody else's perspective, especially somebody in Minneapolis. I think that'd be great. And the fact that someone actually was listening and someone wanted to call in, well, yeah, I mean, that's great. I've only been back for, this is my third night, so I'm going to start doing these a little earlier in the day, because it would be better for me to do it earlier. So I will figure that out. So maybe tomorrow we'll do an afternoon show. Maybe like 5, maybe it could be like a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock show if an overtime, something like that. I'm thinking that would make more sense. It would, certainly. So, I mean, I've covered a lot of stuff so far, and I haven't mentioned the word sports once until now. I mean, yes, this is usually a podcast and show about sports, but there aren't really any sports. I did watch some of Raw, and it's a mixed bag, really, at this point. I mean, I see things that could be better, and They keep pushing Nia Jax, and she's lousy. And you know, oh, that's for another day, actually. I did kind of enjoy the match between Azuka and Charlotte Flair until that idiot came down to ringside. Like, if you weren't related to Dwayne Johnson, you wouldn't even have a job. That's how many people you injure. God, that's grace. Yes, as part of this new broadcast, we're going to have a wrestling show. I'm thinking either Thursday or Friday. I'm going to ask Dan about that and see what Dan thinks about it. I want to do a wrestling show. And maybe, who knows, maybe even. So I'm almost done with this solo show. And there won't be any overtime. There's no reason to. And if anybody calls in now, I'm not doing overtime. So, help that. I don't think there's a reason to. There's 5 minutes left. I just think it's time for people to treat each other better, treat each other with respect. You don't have to love each other, but you should. Teenagers just, I try. You got to show love. You got to spread love. Spread love, not war. Like in the infamous Mobb Deep song. So, it's true. And I'm showing my NYC roots, basically. Spread love, not war. Make changes. Make changes for the better. Instead of treating each other like two distant strangers. I mean, I know it's funny. I mean, I don't like particularly some of the people that live on our block, but I tolerate them. I just ignore them. I don't care what they say behind our backs. That just makes them a very shallow person. So, but if I see somebody, I try to be nice. I try to acknowledge them. But if you say something behind my back, I'm not going to acknowledge you. I'm not going to acknowledge you. I'll just ignore you. I think sometimes I think silence is better. If you don't have anything good to say, silence is better. Somebody. They don't exist. Yeah, it's funny. Actually, it's not really funny, but America History X was on last night. I just didn't want to watch the whole thing again. It's one of Ed Norton's best movies. And of course, he's a big-time liberal, because I used to follow him on Twitter, and he started retweeting all this anti-Trump stuff, and I just don't want to read politics anymore. I don't want to read any more about politics. And especially the pro, like, this pro mail-in balloting is crap. Mail-in ballots? Oh, you want to have everybody mail-in ballots. So how is everybody going to prove that they're a legit, and this is what I think. If you want to vote, then you should at least be a legal resident. You should be at least a legal permanent resident here. Or a citizen. That's what it should be. All right? And this is why I can't support the liberal way anymore, because they just want to push the boundaries. I don't agree with that. If you aren't a permanent resident here, you can't vote. You shouldn't be allowed to vote. That's why voting should be done in person. I'm tired of hearing them talk about how everybody should just be able to mail in. Oh, really? People that are outside and they're proving. They're outside. They're not caring about COVID-19, whether or not it respreads. They don't care. You're telling me that if worse comes to worse, you can't wear a mask and you can't have social distancing and you can't vote that way? I think you can. I think places are open enough. Yeah. It's basically where I'm at. And if you have a criminal background, I think that kind of a tricky issue. I don't wanna delve too much into that, but I don't think if you, especially if you have a long rap sheet, you shouldn't be able to vote. But rehabilitated. That's right from Social Protection, where Red says that's a made up word. It's a made up word, so people like you could just have a job and dress up in a suit and tie. That's what he says after 40 years of serving in Senate. What does he say? Do I wish I could take it back? I wish that I could talk to that kid. That stupid, what does he say? That stupid 17, 18-year-old boy, and tell him not to do it. But all that's left is this old man. And he gets approved, and he goes, and he joins his buddy. Well, that's it for the live portion. I think I pretty much laid it out for you, where I stand. And Shawshank, The Shawshank Redemption will always be one of my favorite movies. It's top five movie for me. I mean, God, hope is a good thing. Maybe the best thing. Sure is. It sure is. And he talks about when he goes, what's it called? Hiawatha. It's actually a real place. No. Okay, what's it called? Sawaneo. Mexican place. That's where he would go. Where it's warm and there's no memory. It's a real place. Sawaneo. I want to read a quote. Technically, I'm live, even though it's overtime. I want to read a quote from that movie. Because there's a couple of them. There's a couple. When George Andy Dufresne, friend, at the end of the movie. So, and I just think it's such an outstanding movie, and it should have won. I mean, it really should have. And it was nominated for 7 Oscars, got 21 wins, and it's just great. It's one of the best movies that I've ever seen. And there are things that can move you. There are. Andy Dufresne, who crawled through a river of shit and came out clean on the other side. What does he say? I think 4 or 5 football fields, is that what he says? The funny thing is, on the outside, it was an honest man, straight as an arrow. I had to come to prison to be a crook, Andy Dufresne. Ah, here it is. Ellis Boyd Redding, your files say you've served 40 years of a life sentence. Do you feel you've been rehabilitated? Red. Rehabilitated. Well, now, let me see. You know, I don't have any idea what that means. You know, it means they're supposed to rejoin society. I know what you think it means, Sonny. To me, it's just a made-up word, a politician's word, so young fellows like yourself can wear a suit and tie and have a job. What do you really want to know? Am I sorry for what I did? There's not a day go by that goes by. Not a day goes by I don't feel regret. Not because I'm in here. Because you think I should. I look back on the way I was then. A young, stupid kid who committed that terrible crime. I want to talk to him. I want to try to talk some sense to him. Tell him the way things are. But I can't. That kid's long gone. And this old man is all that's left. I gotta live with that. Rehabilitated? It's just a bullshit word. So you can go on, stamp your form, Sonny, and stop wasting my time. Because to tell you the truth, I don't give a shit. And he winds up rejoining his friend Andy Dufresne. He talks about how he's going to commit another crime. Parole violation. Because he's deciding to take the bus. He goes to Say what a nail. Oh, man. So here it is. Let me tell you something, my friend. This is Reddit when he talks about hope, and this is when he's hinting that he's going to leave. Hope's a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane. And here is the part. The last part of the movie where he's riding on the bus to see his friend. I find I'm so excited. I can barely sit still or hold a thought in my head. I think it's the excitement only a free man can feel. A free man at the start of a long journey whose conclusion is uncertain. I hope I can make it across the border. I hope to see my friend and shake his hand. I hope the Pacific is as blue as it has been in my dreams. I hope. And then the amazing ending with the song where they give each other a hug, handshake, and they make their new life for themselves. And that movie will always be special to me. And I feel like we don't have enough hope. But somehow we have to get it back. We have to get it back. I hope that we could treat each other better. I hope it is not any more racist incidents. I hope there are no more racist murders that are unjust. I hope there is no more hatred. I hope for a better world. I hope for a better way. I hope. And that's all I have to say. And maybe it was better that I did this show by myself, because I think I got more out of it. So, I hope. And I hope whoever, the two, three people that listened, you also got something out of it. That's what I hope. So, that's going to do it. I'm very glad that I was able to do this show, even if it was a little bit late. But, it's time to, say farewell. So, for listening, please make sure you follow me. Give me a follow on Twitter at dflex, dflex 2123 on Twitter. Or please, follow us here. Follow my show, please. Listen to some more of our shows. I'm gonna keep doing them until. Until we get more people, and until I'm just going to keep doing these shows because it's good for me and I like doing them. And even if I didn't talk about sports, who cares? Who gives a damn? Because there is no sports right now. There isn't. And there's probably not going to be a baseball season the way things are going. So I'm going to end with another song. Somebody that's not around anymore. Three-year anniversary had just passed. Maybe it's got to be almost. It's over a week already. Yeah, at least you'll know the voice. This is the one and only Chris Cornell. Good night, everybody, and see you next time.